I saw.
All right. Hello, Tiffany and Jay and Terry and Jim and Nancy and Dolores and Rob and Jeff. It says and two others. I missed the other two others. Shoot. Hate when Facebook scrolls off. But welcome to Thursday night. This is our practice night. Therefore, we're allowed to make and do. Make a lot of mistakes, but we have a lot of fun because we're praising God. Singing to the Lord. Little message we'll share here, see as the Lord leads. And unfortunately, Bill Wright couldn't be with us here tonight, but he will be with on Sunday for the very last song, which I'm not even going to do a spoiler alert. Or should I? Maybe I should. It actually worked last time.
No,
I did a spoiler alert last time, and I got people to share. So click on share. We got a fun, our post service, our last one we do is going to be always a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun here. Okay. Let's see, you got the clicker. We're good there. Thank you, Rita. Let's figure this one out.
One, two, three, four.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, with all your strength. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and all your soul, and all your mind, and all your strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and all my mind, and all my strength. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and all my mind, and all my strength. I will love you. Hello, Linda. With all my mind, with all my strength, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and all my strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, and all my mind, and all my strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, and all my mind, and all my strength.
How wonderful to see you both here. I figured with a little water on the road and a little chilly outside that I didn't think the odds were good. But Linda's back. When did you get back from your... From Costa Rica. When did you get back? Hold on a second, Todd. I'm trying to hear what she said. This morning.
Wow.
Now, pardon my poor geography. So what's the time difference between time zone differences? Oh, it's only an hour?
Oh, good.
So you're not doing the jet lag thing or anything. But Linda's back from her mission trip in Costa Rica. How awesome. We get to hear some more of that later, I hope. That'll be good. Who else has rolled in here? I see... I I see what we need. I mentioned before, Mary Beth Lockman. Wow, that means Gene's probably walking too. Rob Lindsay, Glennis, I'm good. Sing along with an old favorite for us. You recognize the tune. Keep it going, guys.
There was a cross on Calvary's hill with a crucified God's son, and it's been the vision of many a poor soul. And Lord, I know I'm one. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. It was grace that taught my heart to feel, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believe. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. And grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've gone less days to sing God's praise than where we first begun.
Ooh. Guitar rumblings. How fun is that? Loads and loads of fun. Oh, Kelsey's joined us. God bless Kelsey. Kelsey's joined us too. Yeah, she's waving. God bless you, Kelsey. So for our opening tomorrow, we're actually doing a hymn called We Gather Together. You guys want to do any of that stuff? We should just roll on with it.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, what do you think, Todd? No? Yeah. Let's just move. Let's roll on. Let's roll on into...
Rolling.
Yeah. We're doing something close to that. Yeah, so move on to our special, please, which is called Give Thanks. There you go, right there. Perfect. Oh, you handed off the clicker.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Debbie, for grabbing the clicker.
To.
Yeah, it's definitely easier when someone else is clicking, isn't it? Yeah, that's a good intro. Let's do that one. Sing along with this here. It's for thanks. It's our special for Thanksgiving. Give thanks for a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks for the grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ,
his son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks for the grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks.
Well, you know, we ended that pretty well for never actually getting to the ending. We never played the ending. We've never practiced the ending. So hey, but it worked, didn't it? But it worked. It worked. I'm going to skip past this one, too, for the beauty of the earth, because that's we really need a piano for that, and Karen couldn't really be here with it. You like that song?
Just kidding.
So for those of us who haven't joined us before, we actually do we do one service on Sunday, and we do that as a mixture. So we do an opening hymn, a closing hymn like you used to, but we put a bunch of other stuff in between and before. So I see Julie has joined us. Stephanie has joined us. Kelsey, that song brings you back. God bless you. Yeah, be made whole and received. Oh, Zoe's watching. Tim Angler's watching. Stephanie, was your favorite song growing up? How awesome is that? Oh, wait a minute. Kelsey's saying beauty of the earth. She's got exclamation points. She has exclamation points.
Join us Sunday morning.
She has exclamation points.
We love you. Sunday morning, it'll be so great.
Actually, it is better with piano. So, yes. Yeah, Kelsey, join us that. Yeah. And well, let's make sure she knows which one it is. Let's see. No, I shouldn't even try it, should I? Because I'll mess it up.
I'm going to mess it up. I'm not a piano.
All right. So. We capoed in our proper one. Okay, this is our last one. Now, Bill Wright's been singing with us, not on Thursdays, but on Sundays. And for those of you on Facebook who are not familiar with Bill Wright,
Bill Wright sings really low, even lower than what I'm doing right now. And Bill requests we do this. So Sunday, Bill will be leading this one. But for now, it's us. Cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. when all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a-plowing through the ragged sky. And up the cloud he draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns are black and shiny and their breath was hot to feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-o, yippee-i-o. Ghost riders in the sky. Faces gaunt, their eyes are blurred, their shirts are up with sweat. He's riding hard to catch the herd, but he ain't caught them yet. Cause they got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire as they ride and hear their cry. As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. You want to save your soul from hell, riding on the range. Then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride. Trying to catch the devil's herd across those endless skies. Yippee-i-ho, yippee-i-ho. Ghost riders in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky. Studio Fade. We like to practice studio fades.
Those were one of our better ones, too.
That my two little lines, and I messed them up.
So for those of you who said, Angela's watching us. God bless Angela's on here, too. I see Jim and Earl. Glennis is on here. God bless you, Glennis. Thank you. All right, let me switch microphones here. We're going to share a message, take some prayer requests. So for those of you who haven't joined us before, please post your prayer request. We're going to get a circle here in a little bit and lift everything up in praise. So give me just a moment. And this is working. Yay, this works. Can you hear me now? Yes, you can. Okay. Yeah, what? I hear you. What flag? That's right. Oh, I got to put this back. Put that on there. Let me get the phone. Whoops. That was rough. Somebody got to look at a chair for a minute because I hit the wrong button. All right, I got to bring it up on the phone here real quick so I can see who we got.
Scott, that was good on the drum.
Nice.
Rocked it out on
the... Hey, Todd, your brother was listening.
Oh, Justin was?
Justin was listening. How awesome was that? I'm not going to ask him why he wasn't here. You call him and ask him why he wasn't here.
I think we just did, right?
You're right.
You're right. We just did. Okay, good. All right. So again, for those of you who haven't been here on Facebook Live with us before, Facebook has this annoying little thing of just scrolling off comments past where I can't go backwards and look. So I'll be watching my phone here. So if you got any prayer requests as we're sharing a short little message, please share. Costa Rica. Was Costa Rica good, Linda?
It was wonderful.
It was wonderful?
Yes.
Here, we need to bless. We need to let everybody be blessed here to see you guys over here. That's right. We gotta say hi. Here we go. Linda, wave, Linda.
Hello.
It's because Linda was in Costa Rica for, was it 10 days or 7 days? Just a week? What was it?
It was 10 days.
10 days. 10 days in Costa Rica on the mission. And actually, you posted something where I saw... there was a man, actually, it was like at an altar, I guess. It was almost doing a presentation. Was it the guy that was here? He looked a lot like the guy that was here for the conference. Was that him?
Todd.
That was Todd. He went on that trip, too.
Yeah.
Todd Anderson. Okay.
Anderson.
Okay.
He came on a Wednesday.
Okay. I thought he looked familiar. I thought, what in the world is he doing in Costa Rica? So it's nice to know. Nice to know they travel around.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. When I met him here,
he went to
it was nice. Oh, really? He was with Nicaragua with you, too. Excellent. Excellent. Good. And who else is seeing on here? Tom Wright has joined us, too. Bless you, Tom. Great to see you guys. Now, Kelsey, I'm still reading Kelsey sing Beauty of the Earth. He said, if I did the piano, who would have sang that? But it's just, it's rough. It's rough on guitar. All right. So for those of you who have watched through here, sometimes God leads me to share a message and prepare a message. Most of the time, not. Tonight's a not. Tonight's a knot, and that's okay. And that's okay, because they actually kind of led me to open up something earlier. But it still would have been the same as if I did it now. And it's Proverbs. How's that sound? All right. How's that sound? Proverbs. Kelsey. Prayers. Oh, yeah. I'm going to write hers down right now so it doesn't scroll off here. So Kelsey's giving us a request. See you, Todd. Thanks for being here, guys. It's okay. So I know Kelsey's been dealing with all kinds of just junk. And what else have you got on here? Give me just a second here, Kelsey. And everybody else, pardon me. If I can hit the bright button, there it is. You're making a meal to take to the pediatric intensive care. Awesome. You're scared you'll be sick. You won't get sick, Kelsey. You won't get sick. So Kelsey, we're making that declaration for you, and we're going to get in our group here and specifically lift you up. So you shall be healthy, especially when you're blessing those in... And the pediatric intensive care, because our God is good and our God is able. Nice. Thank you, Lord. Good. I'll try and keep an eye on that as we're scrolling on through. Okay. So that's nice. Bye, guys. Well, bless God. I've got people watching us on Facebook, and we've got you guys here. Life is good. God is good. And plus, a lot of people watch it later, too. Which is all the better. Pardon me. Pardon me. So let's see. Where am I? Proverbs 11 is what the Lord was leading me to here. First one. Now, you know, Proverbs kind of, you know, bounces. There's usually not a continuous thought, although sometimes there is. So the Lord abhors dishonest scales, but accurate weights are his delight. So what's God talking about there, right? Honesty, right? So God's all about honesty. And boy, isn't it real easy for us just to kind of let things slide sometimes. I've been in situations before where I've been like at a checkout line. And I know that when I order da-da-da-da-da, it's going to cost me, you know. But it comes out like, you know, $1, $2, whatever, lower. I don't want the person that's giving me the order. I want them to have their job. Okay. And I want to be honest, right? So at that point, we'll say, hey. But along those same lines, too, one of the fun things to do, and many of you have probably heard about the pay it forward, right? And I love to do that. And I do that at all kinds of places. I will do that at Wendy's. I like to do Wendy's drive thru. That's always a lot of fun. Because when you go up there, you say, hey, I want to pay for mine, I want to pay for the one behind you. But I got to tell you, for people who think about doing it at Wendy's or any of those fast, don't use a credit card to pay for both. Because what happens is they have to run it as two transactions. And most credit cards don't want to be hit twice. They won't authorize it. So have some cash. Have some cash. I always do cash when I'm doing that. So have some cash with that. One of my favorites is actually at the grocery store. Because my wife buys the big, you know, the big expense crew. I'll go in, I'll buy some apples or, you know, some fruit, something not a whole lot. So I'll go through, you know, the 1 through 15 line. So therefore the people come behind me usually aren't a full cart. But many a time I've done that. I was at Lowe's and did similar. I had a lady, she was standing behind me, and it was obvious. I could just see in her face. I could see in her face she was a believer, okay? And she's holding this area, a mat you put like in front of a door, I'm guessing. And by the grace of God, I didn't even think about, you know, gosh, I wonder how much that costs. I went and grabbed it from her and set it down. And I paid for it. And it was funny because I think she was stunned. She didn't know what to say. So I paid for it and found out it was like $20. All right. It was a little more than I thought it'd be, but irrelevant. It's God's money. But she took that and bless God, she stood there, you know, waited till I got done with signing what I have to do and all that. Cause I paid on the credit card. And she held out her hand, you know, and I shook her hand. And then I had to finish a little more stuff with getting the receipt and all that stuff, and she was gone. But God bless, you know. I mean, you gotta go the way that you're led, right? You gotta follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, and that's
like the red shoes.
The red shoes. The story of the red shoes. I know the story of the red shoes, but refresh my memory. What's the story of the red shoes? Oh yeah, that's right. And the mother was. That's right. That's right. There's a whole lot. Actually, that was a song too, wasn't it? That's right. That was a song where the boy buys his shoes for his wants to buy his shoes for his mom, and she was dying, right? The mom was dying in that song. Yeah. Well, that was verse one. Let's see how we do moving on. So Proverbs 11 verse 2: When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. And boy, don't we see that all the time, right? You know, when I was little, you know, like most boys, and, you know, we like to play King of the Hill. You found some mound of dirt or something, you know, and you climb up there, and by golly, who can knock you off, right? And so pride, pride, you want to be brought down. But, yeah, there's great, with humility comes wisdom, you know, because God tells us many times throughout the Bible here, he tells us that he honors that. You humble yourself before the Lord, and you'll be honored with that. And in verse 3, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Don't you like that word, duplicity? Yeah, so there's some people, we know, all of us have met different people in our lives that just seem to have this propensity to not tell the truth, you know? And you know, I have such a poor memory. I have to tell the truth because if I couldn't remember what my lie was. But hey, at the end of the day, you know, God's liking these integrity of the right and guides them. Verse 4, wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. And of course, that's speaking specific to our eternal life. You know, because yeah, you can't take it with you, right? Exactly. Let's see what verse 5 says to us. The righteousness of the blameless makes a straight way for them. Okay, so the righteous have a straight path. But the wicked are brought down by their own wickedness. So, you know, Solomon's writing all these proverbs. Because you remember when, before he came, as he was becoming king, you know, he humbled himself before the Lord. And he said, God came to him in a dream and said, whatever you want, just ask for anything you want. And he was so humble, he asked for wisdom. Right? Isn't that good? He was so humble, he asked for wisdom. And of course, he got all the other riches and everything with it because he humbled himself. And he was because you remember, God didn't want David to build it because David had shed so much blood. But you remember, David actually planned it. He actually laid out the plans for building the temple. Speaking of which, you know, there's a number of different end time prophecies that things are supposed to happen before they... the return of Jesus. And in the Jewish culture, they've got a couple things. One is a red calf, okay? The birth of a completely solid red all the way through, no blemishes, calf, which actually happened 4 or 6 months ago, I think. And then there also was a prophecy of a snake coming out of the Wailing Wall where everyone goes to pray, and a snake came out recently. Yeah, it's like, okay, this is cool. This is different.
Verse 6, the righteous of the upright delivers them, but the unfaithful are trapped by evil desires. So, once again, you know, God respects and he honors the righteous. I got one. I'm kind of led just to share one more, then we'll go wherever else God leads us here. When a wicked man dies, verse 7 in Proverbs 11, when a wicked man dies, his hope perishes, and all he expected from his power comes to nothing. Just kind of like the wealth one we read about earlier, right? It comes with nothing. Okay, so that's Old Testament. Let's see what God has in mind over here in the New Testament. Opens up to Ephesians, which way are you taking me, Lord? 3. Ephesians 3. So this is Paul, and he's preaching to the Gentiles, all right? And in 3, and by the way, and again, for people who've just been joining us, if you have any prayer requests, go ahead and put those on here. I'm keeping an eye on it, because we'll be taking some prayer requests here in a moment. So in Ephesians 3, verse 1, he said, "For this reason, I, Paul, prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles." Isn't that interesting how he states that? Paul declares himself a prisoner of Christ, all right? Now, we know in Christ is freedom and joy and peace, but he calls himself a prisoner. Why? You know, because he's totally bought in, right? He's totally committed with it. He's filled with the Holy Spirit. He's part of Christ, as we are. "So surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you, that is the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already briefly written," because you recall Paul wrote many letters, and many letters were delivered. He said, "In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ." Now, this is kind of good, right? Let's get some insight into this mystery we call Christ, "which was not made known to men in other generations, as has now been revealed by the Holy Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets." So here, so Paul is saying, "Hey, look, you know, we've talked about the coming Messiah, but now let me tell you what the mystery is. And this mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles and heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise of Jesus Christ." So all one body, right? All one new man. Paul continues in verse 7 of Ephesians 3. He said, "I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given to me through the working of his power." So Paul's acknowledging that, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's that same Holy Spirit that was walking around with Jesus, that was walking with Paul 2,000 years ago. That's the same Holy Spirit hanging out with us here right now, hanging out with the people that are watching here on Facebook, and will be watching. "And although I am less than the least of all of God's people, the grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make plain to everyone the administration of the mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things." Now, remember, Paul initially was trying to share the good news with the Jews, right? Because remember, he was big-time persecutor, Jewish persecutor of Christians. So he actually started there first, and they pretty much rejected him. But Paul said, "Well, if you don't want to hear it, I'm going to go find some people that do." That's why Paul was called to go out into the Gentiles. So verse 10, his intent was that now, through the church, manifold wisdom of God should be made known to rulers and authorities in heavenly realms. So according to his eternal promise, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. So here Paul's declaring, hey, Jesus is the Messiah. All this stuff's been prophesied. It's finished. It's been accomplished. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. So I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my suffering for you, which is for your glory. All right? I'm kind of led to stop right there with that. So that's through Ephesians 3. But how good is that? I mean, think about this. Now, so Paul decides he's going to go ahead and make a commitment to Christ. Of course, it was a pretty radical thing for him. I mean, how could he not, right? Remember, he goes blind. I mean, Jesus appeared, he goes blind, and it's like, "Hey, what's going on?" You know, then he's healed. You remember, I think it was Ananias, wasn't it? The name of I think it was Ananias, thank you. You remember he was like, "I'm not going to, that guy gets people killed." He said, "I'm not going to go pray for this guy." But you remember he did, and he does, right? He does, and all that's good. Let me see if I've seen anything else scroll on through here that I may have missed. Yeah, Kelsey, right. Paul was under house arrest in Rome for preaching about Christ. Yeah, Paul suffered a lot. And you may recall, too, Paul, in Paul's death on the cross, he actually was hung upside down because he didn't feel worthy to die like Christ did. He was in prison a lot. You're right. In prison with Christ. Good point. Good point, yeah. Because, I mean, Christ was with him everywhere, right? In prison, on the mountains and in the valleys and in the prisons. That's good. That's really good. Really good. So, prayer request time. And again, for those on Facebook, if you have any requests, please go ahead and share with those. I've got requests, sorry, from Kelsey, and I've got one here for Elisa and for Kim down under. She's in Australia. We're looking for prayers for brand new teeth, and I'm all about that. God, give her a dental miracle. We're going to lift that up. So tell me about Costa Rica. What prayer requests and joys do we have there, Linda? Yeah.
She lived in Costa Rica then. And she went to live in the United States.
So Liz used to live in Costa Rica?
Nicaragua,
sorry.
So when they left.
Okay.
And went to Costa Rica.
Oh, she left Nicaragua and went to Costa Rica. Yes. So did you meet up with her?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. She was your guide in Costa Rica.
She's very cute and very good at what she does.
She's good at what? It's always good to be good at what you do.
And
so she was a good guide, right?
It's finding her a job.
Yes. Oh, okay, good.
And
so Todd's trying to help her get a job. Excellent.
And
Todd's with the UMC. What's his official title? I forgot. He's district superintendent at the United Methodist Church. Okay, yeah.
And I really don't want her to come to the United States.
Oh, you think she'd be happier outside the United States?
Well, I want her to be on our team.
Yeah.
When we did.
Right. Okay.
But I want her to
it's a blessing.
Come to the United States.
Yeah.
Get a job.
Okay.
Live here. And she told half her story.
She shared her testimony. Good.
And so what I'm going to tell you what I remember is to talk about.
Yeah. You know what?
Not now.
She's going to share enough of a story. I'm going to just put the mic over here. No, you're good.
She lived in Nicaragua.
Right.
And while she was sleeping, she, her gun going off all night. And some of her friends got killed. One of the friends she knows of got burnt because they did it. And she was afraid for her life. She lived with her mom, and she didn't want to leave her mom. So finally she said to her mom, how about me go to Costa Rica? Will you like that? She says, Liz, I would like that. I would be very happy if you leave. She said, okay.
So mom stayed behind?
Her mom behind because she's older.
Right, okay.
And then she had to find a place to live. She only had like a day to pack her stuff up,
right.
Pack her suitcase, but probably not much in it, and left. Went to Nicaragua.
Okay. Costa Rica.
And she meet up with a guy who so he must have a good job there, and I'm not sure what he does. He said, okay, Liz, you can stay with us. And she worked there. And that only part of the story I remember.
So So you got something else with that?
Well, with that move, she met.
With the move?
She met the minister of the Methodist Church there in San Jose. Mm-hmm. And so she began working there with Teen Challenge and with the minister. And then she realized that this would be a good fit for the team that Linda always goes with. And so she contacted Jack and Brad, and that's how they got to go. And so she does have a full-time job there with Teen Challenge and Campus Crusaders, which are now called Crew. And so that's who she's working with, and that's what they did, working with them. Yeah.
And Teen Challenge is a place, well, for kids. Parents is on grudge, and they keep them there during the day, keep them safe during the day, and they do playtime with them a lot
in school.
And we put a roof on one thing, and then we paint the playhouse
at
Teen Challenge.
But the real good thing is that they did was they built a house in 3 days for a family of four, a mom and dad and two kids, and they finished it, and it was beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So they all want to go back next year.
Well, I guess so. All right, so we're just going to keep listing up, Liz. We're just more, right? Just more.
I'm sorry.
No. You know, this is what this is all about, Linda.
And pray for the people of Nicaragua who are not able to protect themselves. They don't have guns, and it's the government.
For Nicaragua, because there's a lot of persecution happening in Nicaragua.
They kick people away, lays away, and when they kick lays away, they don't put that.
Wow. Any other? That was a good one. That was good stuff. Any other prayer requests?
Todd Anderson, who was on the team and who is the district superintendent for Southwest Ohio, our area, his assistant passed away while he was gone, his office administrator.
Yes.
And so he had to go leave.
And her
son found her.
Her son found him.
Oh. Yeah.
He's found him.
Right. And the burial's tomorrow, is that what you said?
It's all right.
It's somewhere like that.
Sonia?
Sonia? Yes.
Status quo for Sonia and the
family? It's just no changes. And for Mel... Prayers for Mel Broniger, who is Linda's friend.
Oh, that Mel.
Yeah.
I remember Mel.
Yeah.
Who came here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Sandy and Leroy.
Sandy and Leroy. Now, Sandy had her last...
Chemo.
Last chemo.
And this week she's really, really sick. And the medicine's working on her, and she doesn't do well this week and next week.
Getting rid of all the junk. Okay.
Yes. And December 12th is surgery. And then it's...
For her?
Uh-huh. And then it's all uphill.
Uphill or downhill? Or even hill?
Well, things are getting better.
Getting better, okay.
She's going to be climbing that mountain.
Do you have anything else? Any other requests?
I am so glad I came back safely.
Amen.
And the airplane was shaking a lot. On the way home.
A lot of turbulence, a lot of shaking, huh?
Because we was in a little airplane.
But you're here.
Yep.
You're here. Good. Do you have any other?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're good. We're going to get in our circle here. I got to check my phone here to see if we have anything else that rolled in. Let's see here. God bless. Kelsey, you can never ask for too much prayer. So we're going to... Kelsey also has another request for... That's right. for her husband's business. Oh, and tea stuff. So for husband's business, and actually, Kelsey, is that his teeth or your teeth? Not that it matters. We're still going to lift up teeth, but so now I get to wait the 15 seconds or so for her to hear me and then reply. So for her husband's business, we're claiming the victory on success on that, and also for teeth. I'm not sure if it's Kelsey's or her husband's, but we got some teeth requests here today. Actually, I'm hopping right in his teeth. Thank you, Kelsey. His teeth. We have upcoming chrysalis. We have chrysalis stuff that's up and coming here. So yeah, and actually correct. So yeah, the girls are first on Martin Luther King's in January, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. Oh, Maggie Trumbull's watching too. How good is that? Hi, Maggie. So glad Maggie could be here with us. I think we've got our list. We've got our list on who we're going to lift up. So if you join me over here, ladies, I appreciate it. Yes. Come on. Come over here. Come over here. This works. That's right. We got to get everybody in here. Because our God is able, right? Well, hey. We're two or more gathered, right?
Yep.
Actually, that's right. And bless God, we're not even alone. So there's always two, right?
Yep.
We're never alone because God is good. Thank you for being here tonight, ladies. It's a joy. It's a joy. It's a fellowship. It's a fellowship and lift in praise. And for those that are watching and joining with us in prayer. And it is. That's right. Thank you. Thank you. It's His good. So, Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace. And for your amazing mercy, and for the joy that is yours, that the enemy just seems to put a wet blanket over for so many people, and find in so many different ways just to keep us in doubt and in fear. Lord, the original sin was really doubt. It was doubting God's word, doubting what God said is true and would hold and is factual and come to pass. And sadly, there's many in this world today that either choose not to accept God's word as the truth, or more of them are just plain tricked. And they're tricked because of all the tricks of this world. The enemy wants us to rely more on our physical senses, our emotions, all the things of this world. But yet we're a spirit. We are a spirit made in the image of God. We have three immune systems in our body. We have our spiritual immune system. And then we have our emotional immune system. And then our physical immune system. In that hierarchy, in that order. So when we are strong in the spirit, we're in communion with God. We're believing that every word, every thought, every act of everything of God is truth. Then that protects our emotional. It keeps us at peace. Because we've seen it too many times, right? People that are worried about something, what happens? They get sick. And sickness, a.k.a. stress. And medical doctors will tell you that too. Don't stress, don't do that. Yeah. And it's stress. And the enemy, John 10:10 declares to us, that the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus comes to give us life and to give it more abundantly. But unfortunately, the enemy does a really good job trying to keep us focused on the first part of it. So what we end up doing, we end up being in fear. We're in fear. We don't want to do something that'll provoke an attack, right? But yet, we're children of light. And fear is a liar. That's right. And the enemy is going to always try and come up with ways to keep us in doubt and in fear. So, Lord, we're lifting up everybody now that fear is crushed, that stress is crushed. And we're going to be very specific with all these things here, Lord. Lord, there's been some requests here for teeth. I'm hoping Kim is watching now. If not, she'll watch later. Kim's actually in Australia, which so it would be 12 hours tomorrow. Okay. So I don't know. So she'll be watching. But Lord, we know that nothing is impossible for you. Absolutely nothing. And we've seen mighty miracles happen here. Happen here with cancer crushed, with rheumatoid arthritis crushed, with fear crushed, with just go down the list, right? Nothing's impossible for God. So, Lord, I thank you as we just speak brand new teeth to all who need it for Kelsey's husband, for Kim. Actually, I've got a tooth that's been goofy too, you know, so I'll claim that victory too. I will claim that victory because our God is able. Our God is able. So I thank you, Lord, for the victory of brand new teeth, just strengthened teeth, just growing new teeth, Lord. We've seen, even today, there are people that will go to events and they will see gold dust. They will see gold teeth. They will see all these things. Nothing is impossible for God. People today are raised from the dead. Right? And it's amazing. Our God is able. Our God is here. So, Lord, we're thanking and rejoicing for new teeth. Daddy, we're lifting up Alyssa. She's a young lady that is late teenagers, I think 16 or so, mid-teens, I guess, that had a brain injury a few years back, and she's had these catatonic episodes. And she had one just this afternoon that was her mom had shared. And these are just illegal attacks. These are illegal attacks of darkness, trying to jump in and mess with our souls. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we stand upon the authority and the power in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, now commanding that all the darkness bow. That she is set free from these catatonic episodes, these things that just totally zone her out. Lord, we just speak the joy of Jesus into her as the light of Jesus grows in her brighter and brighter. And it pushes out all the darkness, just all that junk. All that junk. I'm claiming a similar victory, the same victory of the light and the joy for you, Kelsey. For you, Kelsey, and your family. Kelsey's been dealing with things like Lyme disease and other garbage, similar type stuff. And these are footprints. These are footprints of a demon, that's been messing with us. These are all symptoms of that. And you remember, you may recall, one of the more popular things with footprints you see, where they show the footprints in the sand, right? Mm-hmm. And they show, you see two sets of footprints, but they only see one for a while. They say, Lord, why did you leave me alone? He says, I'll know, remember? I was carrying you, right? I was carrying you. So, Lord, I thank you that you carry Kelsey now. You bring her to the freedom. And for her husband, there's big blessings for her husband's business, too, that any worries and concerns and stresses are gone. I thank you, Daddy, that she and the family are looking to go to for the pediatrics and bless them. Bless them. So, Lord, any fear that the enemy is putting against her is proof that this is what you are calling her to do. So I thank you, Lord, you strengthen her to have the resolve to spit in the face of the enemy and say, get out of my way. I walk in the victory of Jesus. I walk in the victory. Bless God for Liz and Linda hanging out with Liz.
Yep.
And all the great things, and for special blessings for her mother. For all the people in Nicaragua, for the persecutions that they're enduring, Lord, bring it on, Lord. Bring your peace. Bring the victory. Bring the joy. Bring the light. Just making it all happen. And for Todd Anderson, his office administrator, who unexpectedly, I presume, you know, passed. But Lord, we know that we get to see her again in paradise, right? That's right. So Lord, keep us focused on that. Focused on that joy and that peace that we will see her again. So let's look forward to that joy. Lord, we're still lifting and thanking you for the blessings that are going to be rolling through big time for Sonia and the family. Just that situation, God knows it. For Linda's friend, Mel. That's right. Blessings and joy for her. Blessings, joy, and peace. I thank you, Jesus. Lord, we're lifting up Sandy and Leroy. Thank you, Lord, that Sandy's done with these last chemo things. We thank you that this December 12th surgery will be precise, will be accurate, will be no pain, supernaturally fast recovery. It just finishes this. Just finishes this stuff. This has got to stop. Just finishes in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we thank you. Blessing God that Linda's back from her journey. Glad God brought you home safely. You had a great time. Good.
You know that little boy, Brody,
who died? Brody, yeah, in Northern Kentucky? Yeah.
In Grossbeck.
Oh, Grossbeck, that's right. Think of the wrong one.
And his brother was hit by some cars.
and he was in the hospital.
Was that pretty recent? Or I'm not sure I've heard that one. Okay, yeah. So and I forgot Brody died of cancer. Of cancer.
Brain cancer.
And of brain cancer, and then recently his brother was hit by a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that family's been beat up.
Brody's the one that had the Christmas decorations and the Christmas parade for
him. Right. I remember the Christmas stuff.
So his brother is on life support, and he's having a little bit of success.
No, we speak life into that body. Speak life, just full restoration for that young man, that young boy that's been hit. Because these things ought not be. Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you for California, the wildfires, and those have lost lives. And properties, of course, yeah. But properties can be replaced, but lives. But we're made in God's image, so. So, Lord, I thank you for your peace and your touch. And a touch upon this nation. Mm. Touch upon this nation and the entire world. Because Lord knows. So, yeah. So, Lord, I'm thanking you then and for January and February for the Chrysalis flights. Mm-hmm. There's some Chrysalis flights here in the greater Cincinnati, Hamilton area, I guess I will call it. Mm-hmm. So we have the boys' flights. And the girls' flights. And anybody interested in that, go ahead and send me a message on Facebook. That's done through the Northern Lights Emmaus group. I think, actually, this is going to be in combination with Greater Cincinnati Emmaus also. But God is good. Let's lift up the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. As we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Come on over here, ladies. Come on over here, ladies. So they got to see you over here and the year before. But Linda and Debbie, we love you guys. We're glad you're here. Of course, we won't be here next Thursday. We know what next Thursday is.
Thanksgiving.
That's right. Who knows? I might do a little something from my basement or something if I'm available. Who knows? But our God is able. Our God is worthy. We've lifted up prayers in faith and trust in the name of Jesus. Speak the result in faith and trust. God loves you. We will see you 2 weeks from now, but we also are here on Sundays too. So that's right. So be blessed. We love you guys.
Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Blessed Thanksgiving. Amen.